Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you feel it? We are a minute away from maximum coverage in New York City. Tiki Barber, Sean Morash on the streets of New York City. Before I give you a countdown, what does that even mean, maximum coverage? Like the most part of the sun will be covered by the moon here in New York City?
Yeah, maximum coverage is it's going to get to 97% or 98%, whatever it is, it's going to be here in Manhattan. And it's here now. And it's interesting because the way that the moon was covering the sun, it's going in an arc. So as opposed to just going across it, you know what I mean? It's kind of going slight. It's like eclipsing it. It's slightly to the side. And there'll be always a sliver visible as it starts to uncover again.
Wow. So how dark is it right now in New York City? Is it like nighttime? How would you describe it?
It's not. It feels like a cloudy day. And it's interesting because Sean and I just said they absolutely could have played a Yankee baseball game today. But then Sean said, what happens when they hit pop-ups? And that's when you get screwed. Well, somebody's going to be looking up into the eclipse. Maybe burn their retina.
I can now confirm we have maximum coverage here in New York City. It's like New Year's. Yay.
The crowd's gone nuts.
Now, what does the crowd do? Are they going to keep watching, or are they done?
No, they're clapping. They're clapping.
You think they're going back to work, Evan? Come on.
Nobody's going. I mean, is it lunchtime? No, it's past lunchtime.
Nah.
It's like cocktail hour second time lunch. Right now.
Dude, 3:30 in New York City means the day is over. That's basically what it means in New York, especially if you already went outside, hung out for an hour and a half. I agree with you. The Yankees should have played this game. This would have been some experience for the 45,000 people at Yankee Stadium on a Monday afternoon because everybody's outside their offices anyway staring into the sky.
This is true, but how many of those 40,000-plus at Yankee Stadium would have been looking up at the sun or the moon as opposed to watching the game?
It depends. Are you scoring the game like me? I'm concentrating on the game.
The challenge is that you can't dually use these glasses. So if you're looking at the sun/moon, you can't see the game at all because you're blind.
That is true.
You're blinded by the glasses for seeing regular light.
Wow, sounds like craziness out there. What the hell's going on now?
I think they're beeping toward totality right now. And I just one more cheeky look up. It looks like just like a woman's eye had been shut and she used orange eyeliner right now. That's how much the sun is left.
What did you just do? Did you just dump somebody?
I think I heard something bad. People are down there drinking and cursing while Sean's making
nobody's
the Copernicus cursing. Joke for the fifth time.
Nobody's cursing.
Yeah,
it's
Happy New Year.
It's the natural sounds of New York City on a Monday afternoon.
Which is cursing. Everybody telling everybody to go F themselves.
It's not.
Come on, Logie. We're IRL, man. We're in real life.
Well, we still have the FCC.
Yeah, I was going to say, the FCC doesn't agree with IRL. All right,
hey,
fellas.
What does everybody think of the eclipse?
Yeah!
There you go. All right,
you
fellas.
Surround sound.
Great job. Now you can come up and get back to work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I will tell you something that I'm very excited to unveil. All of us are next week right here on WFAN. It's for the first time ever, the Evan and Tiki present New York Top 20. Mm-hmm. And it's brought to you by H.L. Gross Jewelers of Garden City. It is going to be a list unveiled beginning next Monday at 4 o'clock every day here on WFAN, where we will be unveiling the top 20 New York draft picks of all time, of the last 50 years being the caveat. So every day at 4 o'clock, right at this time here on WFAN, we will get four at a time. Until we count down on the eve of the NFL draft this year with who finished number 4, number 3, number two, and who earned that distinction of being number one as the greatest draft pick in the history of New York sports. Now, here's where you come into play. This is not some kind of list that Evan wrote while he couldn't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. This is not me just saying, here's the top 20 New York draft picks. There's a very careful process that's going on, and you, the audience, can play a big role in that. You can log on right now to WFAN.com/draft. In fact, let's all do this at the exact same time.
Yes, let's.
WFAN.com/draft. And when you do that, you'll come up to a site, and it will tell you, hey, submit your vote for the top draft picks of the last 50 years in New York sports. You have a voice. So you can go to entry number one and say, all right, who's the number one New York draft pick of all time? And you write that person down. Maybe that person is Tiki Barber. I don't know. Tiki was drafted by a New York sports team.
I was.
In fact, watch this.
Is that the caveat?
Tiki Barber. Yes, you got to be drafted by one of our teams. Yes. So number two. Who should I put for number two? I got a great idea. I'm going to put...
Do Michael Strahan.
Michael... Okay, we're going to do all Giants. Michael Strahan.
Eli Manning.
No, I'm going to write Darrell Revis.
Eli Manning.
I'm going to write David Wright. Okay.
Eli Manning.
I'm going to do Kenyon Martin.
Stop it. Patrick Ewing.
Eli Manning.
This is my... Look, this is about the people. You can put whatever you want
No one's voting for Kmart.
I just did. I almost said my email address on the air. Evan... the RicoP at gmail.com, and I just hit submit. So what I was able to do is I used the power of my voice to submit my five candidates for who's the greatest. Your voice will matter. Like, me submitting that counts. You submitting that counts. Now, I've also been told there's a panel of dignitaries. I do not know who is on this panel of dignitaries, but there is a panel of dignitaries that will also have a voice. So not only is it the people... You, WFAN.com/draft, when you input who you think are the best draft picks of the last 20 years presented by H.L. Gross Jewelers of Garden City, but then this select panel also has a voice.
And they have to be drafted by a New York team.
That is correct. Mm. Drafted by a New York team. And then starting on Monday at 4 o'clock, we start to unveil the list, and it will all lead up until the eve of the NFL draft coming up this year, and that will occur. The draft's on Thursday. We will be debuting the top four a week from Wednesday, or 2 weeks from this upcoming Wednesday. So you got all week now, New Yorkers, to submit it. Because here's what I don't want to hear next week. How did you not include that guy? Dude, I ain't deciding. I mean, I did by right. putting my five guys in on the website right now, but I'm not the ultimate decider.
Most likely these are going to be retired players.
Well, do you know the list already?
I do not, but I mean, some people might say, oh, Aaron Judge. We don't know yet.
I mean, maybe he'll get up there. I don't know.
His career is incomplete.
I have no idea. Is Aaron Judge a worthy candidate? Sure.
He's a great Yankee draft
pick. Is Pete Alonso a worthy candidate?
Sure. Of course. Great Met draft pick. But his story, Cody Rhodes, is incomplete.
don't mention that guy right now. I'm still upset Roman isn't champion.
Right. Cody's is complete. But this Pete's is not.
No, you're right. I think there's an advantage to having your career complete. No question about it. I will submit another. Well, can I submit it again? I guess I can, right? You can keep going to WFAN.com/draft.
Yeah. Well, you got to submit your email. A different email.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Okay. I got another email. WFAN.com/draft. I go right back to the site. And yes, I could submit my top five guys. So, Sean, you could work on that. Lugie, you should work on that. And everybody out there, this is your chance for your voice to be heard. Because the combination of you nominating your five guys and this select panel of dignitaries will decide who makes the list. It's a very scientific process, and we are very excited to present it to you, the results, beginning on Monday. So all this week, WFAN.com/draft. And then starting on Monday, a week from today, 4 o'clock, every day right here on The Fan, we'll present to you four at a time. So a week from today, number 20, number 19, number 18, mm-hmm. number 17. Then on Tuesday, number 16, number 15, number 14, and number 13. Did I get that right? Oh, that's five. Then on Thursday, because there's a Yankee game on Wednesday, we'll give you the next four. And then 2 weeks from Wednesday, the final four and the top four of Evan and Tiki's New York Top 20. So we look forward to that.